welcome to Cue the Next Leader. This is your host, Angela Rizzo. I'm here with L.A. Williams, VP of Dealer Synergy. Welcome, L.A.
Thanks. Appreciate you having me. This is awesome. Like, Cue the Next Leader, that's what it's called.
It's called Cue the Next
that's
Leader.
That's a cool title. That's what I got to tell you.
You who came up with that was Danny Zaslavsky.
That boy is awesome.
I said, Danny, what are we going to call this podcast? And he just said, well, how about Cue the Next Leader?
That's sharp. He on point. He's
you sharp, see, didn't Cue? Like, Cue the Next Leader?
Makes sense.
So I had the pleasure of meeting you just recently.
Yeah.
Because you've got the whole Dealer Synergy team here at Digital Dealer. In Vegas. So how are things going for you at the show this year?
Well, it's absolutely phenomenal, man. I'll tell you, we're having such a great time. All of the different sessions, you know, talking to folks. I actually had a really cool thing happen to me at lunch the other day. A gentleman just happened to say, hey, L.A., you want me to help you? Well, he didn't know my name at the time. But he's like, hey, would you like some assistance cutting your chicken? I'm like, sure, absolutely. And it happened to be a dealer, Diamond Valley Honda out in Cali. And we just had a great conversation, just talking, just mingling. And then it just so happened to be that, you know, my specialty phone sales is exactly what he wanted to learn more about. And so we got together and moved and all kinds of stuff. So it's been absolutely amazing. We just, you know, connecting with people, building relationships, which I think that an event like this is all about.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And, you know, even though we want to connect with dealers,
yeah.
It's also nice to connect with other vendors.
Absolutely.
Right? Because we're all trying to help dealers succeed.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, what are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the table? Oh, you know what? I know some people who need that. I was just talking to a client who needs that. Absolutely. 100% right. So I think we all got to be in it for the success of the entire industry. As long as that's what's on our mind, I'm telling you, we're going to win the big time.
I mean, I think you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So I want to hear from your perspective.
Okay.
Tell me about the things that excite you about Dealer Synergy and what you do at Dealer Synergy.
Oh, man, you know why I like Dealer Synergy? Because we're not your granddaddy's training. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have so much fun. I think that's, to me, people learn more when they're having a great time. And so we always like to bring a lot of the, you know, my background is in music, production, engineering, and things like that. So we're always bringing music into the game, you know, just having fun. We play games along with our dealers, little Kahoot games and all kind of stuff. Man, the Young Jedi is like the best game show host you ever want to have, right? And so there's so many cool things that we're doing for dealers. And we just have fun with each other and help the folks learn at the same time.
I love it. I love it. Is there a favorite part of your job? Like, what do you get to do on a daily basis that really makes you happy? It seems like everything makes you happy. But what is it that really gets it for LA?
I get to pour into people, just individuals. See, because most people, I'm going to just tell y'all, where I come from is North Philly, okay? And that's not the prettiest section of town. It's not where you're going to go to find the next, you know, superstar or anything like that. You know, and so people don't have access to success principles, right? Most of us aren't really programmed for success. We're programmed, you know, to like the regular, average, ordinary person. But when I get the chance to pour into someone and show them that, hey, listen, you can absolutely do anything you want with your life, but there's just some key principles that you got to learn, then I just get to break that stuff down to them, and it changes lives. And so that's the kind of stuff I really, really enjoy.
I love it.
Right, you know, pouring into people.
Can you give us an example of the success principles that you teach?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
I think that one number one thing that a lot of people do is that a lot of people like making excuses, right? And I just don't make excuses. I don't take excuses, right? Because I don't make them. I'll tell you a quick story about something that happened to me. The one time where I thought an excuse might make sense. So, you know, I had a coach, you know, telling me, oh, L.A., you got to write down your goals. Everybody knows you got to write down your goals, right? Write down your goals. And I'm like, okay, I'm blind, so maybe it's okay for me to, can I record my goals? And he was like, no, L.A., you got to write them down. And I was like, okay, can I type my goals? He said, no, L.A., if you type your goals, you only fire on about 800 different, you know, algorithms in your brain. But when you write them, it's like 10,000. So you literally lose 92% of the effectiveness when you just type them. And so I said, you know I'm lying, right? He said, so? He said, the goals are not for other people, L.A., they're for you. And so it doesn't matter. Other people don't have to see them. Your job is to write them down. And it just totally changed my life, right? And so when people say stuff like that, you know, when I'm coaching folks and I'm like not taking it easy on them, they're like, oh, my God, L.A., you're so tough. That's because I want to take it. I'm going to give it just as much as I can take it. And so understand that we can make money and we can make excuses. We just can't make both at the same time. And so that's one of the key principles.
That needs to be on a t-shirt. That needs to be on an orange t-shirt.
Oh, I like it. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
Cute and ugly.
I got to talk to somebody in marketing. Is it Karen? Karen, who runs marketing over there at Dealer
That's Tiana. That's she.
It's Tiana. I want to go talk to T. Because T needs to be. Oh, there she comes. T needs to make a T. She heard me at the other side of the floor. T, we need to make a t-shirt. Oh, here she comes.
Hey, Tiana, what's going on? T in the building.
He just had a great idea for a t-shirt.
I said, we can make money, and we can make excuses. We just can't make both at the same time.
Boom! Mic drop moment. Boom. Okay, marketing, get on that. I can see that on an orange t-shirt.
Let's go.
See, all these great ideas happen when you just sit and talk to somebody. Don't you believe it?
Absolutely, man. I'm telling you, conversation changes situations, man. When you have conversation, especially building conversation, right? One of the things that most of us realize is that, you know, like average minds are going to discuss, you know, I'll say lower level minds talk about other people and what's going on there. Average minds discuss, you know, events and things like that. But great minds discuss ideas, right? And so if you want to just up the level of your mind, you can't be worried about what other people got going on. It may be okay to talk about some events and things like that, but man, when you begin to discuss ideas, now you know you're taking life to the next level. So,
LA, I don't have enough mics to drop in this interview today. You are dropping mics right in the left.
Man, we just have to have a good conversation.
I want you to tell me a little bit about your background. Okay. How did you get started in automotive? And tell me about, you know, how you got to this point in your life.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, for me, I tell guys, I said earlier, I come from North Philly, right? Not North Philly, North Philly, okay? It's not the prettiest section of town, right? And I was always one of those people where I wanted to be able to do all the stuff all the other kids did. They're like, oh, you're blind, because I lost my sight at the age of 3 due to having glaucoma. So on my 3rd birthday, I had my 12th surgery and lost my sight completely. And I'm not even saying that to get any kind of pity or anything. I'm more so saying it because, again, growing up, I wanted to be able to do stuff. Right, I didn't want nobody putting no limits on me and telling me what I could and could not do. It was other kids that was outside riding their bike. Guess what I wanted to do?
Ride your bike.
Ride my bike too. You know what I'm saying? It was other kids that was in the house playing video games. Guess what I wanted to do, Angela?
Play video games.
You know it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like nobody putting limits on me based off what they think I can and cannot do. So growing up, you know, I was like, okay, I don't know who's gonna hire me, right? I'm blind, right? So I opened up a studio. I'm talented with music production, engineering, and things like that. And so I started, you know, making music, right? And I came across this couple, Sean and Kara Bradley. You guys know her as Karina Bradley. She was working on her pop project. And, you know, Sean's like, oh, my gosh, L.A., if you can get pop artists to get songs to sound good, I know you can get salespeople to get phone calls that sound good. Because basically it's the same thing. You're just singing the hook to the customer. Is that right?
That's great.
And so that's how we kind of got started. You know, we got connected. I dealt with some professional heartbreak. You know how that kind of thing happens. And Sean's like, you got to come work with me. And I'm like, nah, bro, I'm not doing that, right? But eventually he got it, right? So then we got together and, you know, I started working on a lot of stuff that he dealt with phones and, you know, just learning that aspect of it. I used to sneak to dealerships, right, and go work their phones and things like that because I never wanted to be the kind of trainer that would tell someone to do something that they haven't already done, right? And so I would sneak to the dealership. I don't even know if Sean really knows this, right? You're going to find out now, right? I used to sneak. He had other trainers. I would sneak to the dealership and learn and listen to what was going on, and I would make phone calls and things. And I remember one time taking a phone call, and somebody said, is that car available? And I was like, and I got hung up on it. Oh my gosh, it crushed me. I just felt so bad because I'm like, I'm supposed to be this great phone trainer. But man, I listened. I went back. I got the recordings. I listened to them over and over and over. And I noticed patterns. And I said, oh, you know what? I realize when I say this, this happens. But when I say that, this happens, right? And so I just began to string together all the positive things and eliminate the negative things, right? And so we just got to a point where we really understand how to work with people. There's so many different pieces to the puzzle. I really couldn't get into all of them. We'd be here all day long, you know, in order to do that. But I will say this, that if someone wants to succeed in a high level in any kind of situation, I believe something I did, I got this piece of advice from Chris Voss. He said, go and volunteer at a suicide hotline. Go and volunteer at Suicide Hotline. Why? Because if you learn how to talk to folks in that situation, everything else in life becomes very easy. And so that's pretty much what I did. And, you know, just kind of growing our relationship and getting better and growing my leadership and things like that. And went from being a just a regular phone analyst, because when Sean started me, he started me as a phone analyst. I'm mad because I'm like, I thought I was awesome, right? But he knew what he was doing, started me at the bottom. And now I'm at the place where I'm the vice president of the company partner. So it's exciting.
That is exciting. I want to ask you this question. I don't want this to come off as being offensive in any way. But do you feel that by not having your site, that has heightened your ability to listen, and that has really helped?
I will say this. Here's the deal. So a lot of people say, oh, your hearing becomes so much greater when you lose one sense, the other one gets stronger. I don't know if that's necessarily true. What I will say is that when you lose one sense, you're no longer distracted by it. And so now, right, I'm going to pay attention more to what I hear, right, the things that I touch. So you know how a new mom, right, will be able to hear her baby's cry a little bit different. She knows that if the baby's hungry, the baby's tired, that's because she's paying attention, right? It's not because of anything else. And so that's my situation. Most excited people, I'm going to just be real with y'all. Y'all distracted, right? You can have a conversation and something pretty can shine over here, and you're like, oh, you just get distracted. That doesn't happen with me. And so, listen, I'm no different or better than anyone else. I just choose not to be distracted. And most folks, a lot of times, especially even listening to this, maybe you should close your eyes and listen, and you'll be able to tap in a little bit deeper. And that's one of the things that I like to show dealers how to do, right? Because especially if I'm teaching folks on the phone, your customers can't see what you look like on the phone, and you can't see what they look like, right? So it's almost like welcome to my world, right? You got to pay attention to what you hear in the background. You got to pay attention to how they're breathing. All of that tells you exactly what they're thinking. People think, I'm not really reading their minds. I'm just reading their body language over the phone. So.
You know, that's brilliant, because that actually is advice is you have to focus. Turn off the email, turn off the texting, put your phone in the drawer,
got it,
and pay attention to what you're doing right now.
Yeah, 100%, man. So many people think that, you know, like paying, oh, I got to pay for this, I got to pay for that. But the number one thing that you do is you got to pay attention, right? That's the number one currency, right? As a matter of fact, you know, when we were getting started on here, Angela says, oh, LA, I think a lot of people know you. Not enough, right? There's not enough attention, you know, focused on me. And I'm not saying that to be arrogant or anything like, but I just know that for me, I just want to pour into people and have them win, right? But so many people just want to be entertained, right? I talk to people about it all the time. Like, if someone should be able to know what you're focused on. If they log into your YouTube and they go to the history and watch all the videos that you've been watching over the last week, I'm telling you, that's exactly what they're going to know about your life. What is it filled with? Is it educational video? Is it cat video? It could be a mixture, right? I'm just saying, right? But it should not just be one type of thing, right? Otherwise, folks will be able to put you in a box real quick. And I don't think you want to be in a box, because as I said, I know you want to be unlimited. Let's go.
I'll tell you, LA, I'm gonna quit my job. I want to buy a dealership, and then I want to hire you to help me grow this dealership. Yeah, I'm inspired.
Listen, that's the goal, right? That's the goal. I mean, because most of the time, you know, people, it's not that people are, you know, tired, right? A lot of times they're just uninspired, man. You're not tired. You're uninspired, right? So what you got to do is you got to go get yourself some inspiration from somewhere. Look deep within yourself and say, hey, listen, am I doing all I can do? Right? Because listen, my man R. Williams said, all you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough, right? And so you just got to do what you can do. Do any and everything that you can do, and then, like, that'll be enough. But the question is, are you doing all you can do, or are you just doing some of what you can do?
That's another mic drop moment. Okay, last question, and then I'll let you go, because I know you guys are busy over there at the Dealer Synergy booth. We've got your event coming up in March.
Yeah.
Tell me about what your role is going to be. Tell us about the event so we can get promoted and get people to come.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely amazing. So just so you all know, I don't know if, you know, because most people say, oh, I'll just come to the next one. Well, there is no next one, right? This is literally going to be the last Internet Sales 20 group happening. And I believe it's happening in April, but I don't know. You got to update on that. One or two. But either way, you should be prepared in March, right? Just like mentally put yourself there, because what's going to be happening is, again, this is going to be a room full of people, right? The perimeter is going to be the sponsors, right? In the middle are going to be the dealers. On stage are going to be each and every person that has done something significant in the automotive industry, right? And so you're going to get a chance to learn from everyone all at the same time. Again, no shade to any other event, man, but one of the things that we like to do is, like, we don't folks want folks to miss anything, right? I'll be like, man, I want to go to this session, I want to go to that session, I want to see everything, right? Well, that's one thing that gets to happen at the Internet Sales Sweating Room. You don't miss a thing, right? Now, the other aspect of it is, again, we talked about the VIP party. It is absolutely amazing. We love to have fun. That's what we talked about. I mean, Sean Bradley, yeah, he listen. I don't know if y'all know his background. If not, go watch King of Clubs. Go watch Vice TV. I Was a Teenage Fella, right? And you'll learn a little bit about his background. But he flipped it and uses it for positive in the automotive industry. And so, again, if you want to be a part of somewhere where it's a lot of fun and you're going to learn a lot and you're going to get a tremendous amount of value, you want to be at the Internet Sales 20 Group. I think most times they just have me as the MC, right? But sometimes I do a presentation and I'll talk about phone sales and what it takes to win. Some talks about leadership. One time I did a presentation called Blinding in Business, because most folks, even in the automotive industry, they always say, oh, being in the automotive industry is like having your own business. But nobody ever taught us how to have our own business, right? And so most of us are in business and we're blind, right? And so what I do is I want to unveil some things about success in business that you need to learn. Sometimes y'all hear my watch talking to me. That's what this is, in case y'all listen to that sound. And that way you know what it is in the background. I hear a little rabbit robot talking in the background. Yeah, that's my phone. That's my little watch talking to me, just so you know.
I love it. Well, LA, this has been a great interview.
Absolutely.
You've inspired
me. Amazing. You are so fun.
No, you're the one. I want to thank you for spending some time with us today. We're going to promote you so people get to know you. We're going to promote Dealer Synergy.
Awesome.
We're going to promote your event in April.
Okay.
And I look forward to seeing you and hanging out with you soon.
Oh, man, me too. Absolutely. Man, listen, cue the next leader. If you're the next leader, make sure you're on this podcast. I'm telling you, this is where the next leaders are queued up to grow.
Boom.